You want to know how many friends asked me, have I voted this year versus last election?
Literally. Dude, people were texting.
Yeah.
Like, hey, register to vote here. I was like, wow.
What's going on with my friends? I have had no text. Like, nobody really? Cares if I vote? Oh my God. I'm going to text some people right now. Jesus.
Hey there. Welcome to the Gluten-Free Organic Thoughts Podcast, where you are encouraged to express your natural thoughts and views through casual, meaningful conversations that hopefully can lead to learning and understanding new perspectives. To find out more info, visit www.gfothoughts.com. Now, here are your hosts, Michael Wong and Robert Din. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Welcome back to Gluten-Free Organic Thoughts Podcast. I'm Robert Din. I'm here with Michael Wong. We are on vacation this week, so we put together our favorite clips of the Extra MSG segment that we've done all year, and we hope you enjoy.
Yeah, and hopefully you enjoy the funniest things. There's some great clips in there. Well, if you guys are watching us on YouTube, please hit the like button, smash that subscribe button, and if you're listening to us in our podcast, please subscribe. And don't forget to leave comments. We'll love to hear from you. Topics what you want to talk about. If you wanted to join our show, that'd be awesome. Just, you know, let us know. And don't forget to visit our website, gfothoughts.com, down there right below if you're watching this. And have a Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Peace. Let's like take a break for a second and move on to our extra MSG section. Get into our extra MSG segment where we have
Yeah, we call it extra MSG. We are Asian, you know.
Keep it going.
So, Alec, all right, we're going to jump into the funny segment section, you know, extra MSG.
Move on to our next segment, which is, before it was like a funny, like whatever we had, like a funny internet thing that we have. But now we're going to call it extra MSG.
It's a little extra spice to your life, you know. Yeah.
That stuff is crazy, though.
I mean, it's so good. It's so good. Like you want more of it. Like that's.
That's just why we're doing it, because you want more of this.
Let's move on to our extra MSG segment.
There we go.
I'm sending this picture over. You guys can check it out. It's a Twitter screenshot where this guy, Joe Gillen, he said, if Wendy's likes this tweet in the next hour, I'll get 100 nuggets at Wendy's. And then Wendy's replies and said, took 14 seconds. See you soon.
that is awesome.
It's so funny.
And the guy says next, holy shit.
Yeah, he's like, oh, shit. I think a lot of these companies, they have really good social media people.
That's actually pretty good. Wait, does this mean that he has to pay for 100 nuggets?
Yeah, I mean you would assume so.
Dude, free talking about free revenue.
No, right. This is just free promotion for them.
Free promotion, free sales. Yeah, I know, right? This is
when you say see you soon. That's funny. I don't care what
you say. All right. So Jonathan, you gonna share your funny thing, or you want me to share?
Okay. So back to Disney.
Yeah.
Sorry, Rob. I wish we could have connected it before today. I have more stories. So obviously I'm black, and Michael Wong, James Chi are Asian, right? So that was a cultural experience, right? Different experience. And you know, we are close with our families regardless, like our parents. They're close with their parents, I'm close with my parents. So as they came in, like the initial meeting, I can't remember if it was Wong's parents or...
My parents first. It was my parents first.
It was your parents first.
Yeah.
Okay. So they were cool, right? Hey, how you doing, you know? And I started to think about, what are they thinking? Like, thinking my son has a black person as a roommate. You know, like, what is going on? And then I think Chi's parents come in. I can't remember who it was, but they pulled me aside. I was like, hey, just so you know, my mom or my parents have a little weird feeling about black people because they were, I don't know, had some kind of robbery or something. I don't know if it was your family, Wong, or it was a Chi.
I think it was my parents because during the time they had restaurants, that's what it was, because they have restaurants, remember?
I was like, man, chill out. I'm not about to run.
No. I was giving you a warning because I didn't know how they would react. That's what it was, right? And yeah, so for me, it was just to make you aware of it. That's all it was, the situation. Yeah. The
name of that thing. That's what I caught up in my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's all I have. Terrible.
Yeah. But hang on. So can you show the picture, though, of Jonathan, please, Robert, to the folks who are going to be watching this on YouTube?
This is really? The picture that he sent to us?
Yes. Of Jonathan the one wearing
with him and the Disney outfit?
Yeah, in the Disney outfit. So this is Jonathan working Mickey Mouse. That's so scary. Back in the days when he was scrawny, skinny, and so pretty much, you know, this is the most ridiculous outfit, and all you had to do was so the different roles was like you either wave people, give candy, and what was it? What else? Give candy, and what else? It was there's another role like oh, it's, you know, people, hey, this direction, you should go this direction, right?
He's giving out wristbands here. You can see the wristbands.
Is that this one? Here. This one's giving out a wristband. Yeah, this one's giving out a wristband. Yeah. So like it was a very simple task. If you think mm-hmm. about it.
Wait, this is what interns did?
Well, this is the extra shifts that we did.
Oh, extra shifts. Oh, I see. Yeah. I was like, man, they're paying you a lot to do this.
No, he made money. Let me tell you, he made money. But we're not going to get into that in this episode. That's a long episode. So, and let me tell you, so this is another image of Jonathan here of actually doing extra
shifts. How can I see it?
Hang on. I'm going to send you in the chat right now as well. Give me 1 second. Hang on.
Mike, you gotta be on top of it. This is your show.
Yeah. Right? I'm sending over this chat right now. Sorry, give me 1 second. I'm trying to find it. There we go. This is another image of Jonathan working the Christmas and his outfit.
Hold on, you found a Christmas one?
Yeah.
I can't.
Yep. And you just went through. See, check out WhatsApp. Look at that bow tie. Okay. Look at that sexy bow tie. Look,
hey. No,
all right, this is a good picture. I like this picture. There we go.
Everything, the hot chocolate does it.
The hot chocolate. So Jonathan's
he's
giving
got
out
his hand.
So wait, hot chocolate for I me. Think, yeah, I think Jonathan that role with the knifing was giving out apple cider or hot chocolate to kids.
Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway,
what are these boxes that are around?
So he's moving stuff. He was moving, probably moving candy stuff. That thing for was it Christmas? What were you handing out at Christmas time? Was candy?
I don't remember.
Yeah. So I think
Wong, you know more about his backstory than he does. Like he doesn't remember.
I purposely went to Not So Christmas. I knew he was working just to take a picture of him working.
Oh, it is right. I do remember that.
Yeah, because I was like, dude, this outfit's ridiculous.
I was so tired, bro. Like, so look, Rob, we would get off an 8-hour shift,
yep,
work another 6-hour shift,
yep,
be back up at 7:30 to be at work at 8:15. Like, it was crazy.
Yeah.
We were killing them, though. And we would compete on how much money we could make.
Yeah, that's what it was. How many shifts we could pick up? That's what it was.
Yeah, I would get like, man, it's crazy, 25, 30 hours extra.
Extra on top of what we did, yeah. All right, so funny thing. So I send you guys my link on my funny thing.
Yeah, today. I want to see a funny thing.
Okay, so in the WhatsApp chat, check it out. So click on the link, and pretty much for those who are not on YouTube watching this, so pretty much Batman. The title says "Enjoy your treats." Okay, and it's Batman carving out kryptonites into like the perfect apple. Okay, into like a rounder shape, like, and then he paints it into a apple. And then he puts it into a box. It says candy apples, so yummy, wow. And then and then he on the top of the box, he writes, you know, for my buddy Clark Kent. And just it says happy Halloween, bitch.
Oh my god, this is evil.
I know. This is so messed up. I saw this on Reddit this morning. I was like, oh, this is kind of hilarious on Halloween.
Yeah.
Like, all right, so check out mine now. This is, I feel like maybe karma, but I'm not sure. Look at the video of, so there was a big like hailstorm I think a couple of days ago in Beijing.
Hold on,
and it's the size of a golf ball, even bigger than a golf ball. There's a bunch of videos, literally people just posting it and their Twitter's account, whatever it is, and then they look at the images, it looks like a coronavirus.
The hailstorm looks like a coronavirus.
Yeah, look, seriously, look at the images.
Yeah, pretty bad.
It's really, it's like is that karma?
this is in China.
this is in Beijing. Exactly. This just happened a couple of days ago, June 25th.
This is
images of the size of a. It looks like a coronavirus. It's so crazy.
Oh my god.
I mean, I feel like someone is playing a game on humanity right now. Literally, like they're screwing us. Like they're kind of in a simulation. Hey, what can we throw this human being? You know, I mean, and see what they think of.
We probably are in the Matrix, and this is some sort of Sims game. Like, you know what? Let's.
We're at the fucked up level right now.
It's on like extra hard right now. It's insane level. They're like, oh, you know what? Let's add Trump to the mix. Let's add coronavirus. Let's. Let me know when you can see it. I turned off the audio so that it doesn't.
Oh,
it's not really anything. It's just these kids who they jump through these hula hoops. They have this whole like. And then they play rock, paper, scissors, and the winner gets out. And then they have to just, like, they're on two different teams, and they're trying to jump to the end. But when they meet, they do rock, paper, scissors.
That's pretty cool. It's a cool game. Yeah.
I was like, this is...
I'm guessing this is pre-COVID.
This gotta be... No, this was in 2018.
Oh, okay.
But I was like, this looks like a fun game. I wish we had this during recess.
I would love this in PE class. I would have been more participating in PE.
You would have participated more.
Yeah.
All right. So mine is not like as funny as that, but it's more like kind of like it reminded me of a trip that took to Japan. And so, it's like TikTok video. I'm sure some of you guys are probably familiar with this video. This is literally adults sitting on remote control cards, and literally, as for those who cannot see, so you have three guys. No.
Let me see if I can log into this.
So yeah, so you go ahead. So I'll describe it. So pretty much, it's three guys remote controlling Tesla cards. Actually, like, did you know those kids cars you can actually drive?
Every Tesla you get like a kid's Tesla car, right? Yeah, or you have an option to buy it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So pretty much, so it's like I guess their husband has three. Has remote control ones, and then their wives are sitting in front of the Tesla, and they're doing Mario Kart racing. So one of them is Yoshi. The other one is the mushroom guy, and the other one is the dragon, the guy with the big turtle shell,
King Koopa.
Yeah, there you go, King Koopa. That's right. And so they're racing down the street, and so this reminding me of me going to Japan. And we actually did, you know, pretty much did go kart racing, but dressed up in costume Mario style. It's pretty funny.
Okay, let me watch this.
Yeah, so they did this whole video of, you know, Donkey Kong throwing bananas on the floor, things like that. It's really funny though.
All right, let's watch this. Let's go. Remote control baby Teslas. All right. Oh, it's in the street. And there's Donkey Kong. They're throwing stuff at each other.
Throwing bananas. That's hilarious.
That's funny. Man. That's gotta be fun, though. To
right?
do that.
Dude, I wish I was a kid again, man. I mean, let me tell you, I used to love those little car things.
It's funny. How much is for one of those little Teslas, do you think?
I don't know. Probably, I'd say, $1,000 easily.
I think they're pretty cheap, actually.
Really?
Nah. Yeah.
Look it up right now. I'm curious to see. I mean, the remote controller, that's pretty cool, though. They are, you know.
They're $500 for one, I think.
Really? I wonder how long those batteries last. Yo, we should.
The remote, they're battery, so they last as long as your car does.
You can plug it into the same Tesla panel.
Mm-hmm. That's probably what it is.
Dude, imagine all of us racing that, man. That'll be fun. That'll be so awesome, though.
Wait, so one of our buddies, Sammy, has a Tesla. Did he buy this little car with it?
No, probably not.
How long do you think he has to purchase one? Like, how much time frame?
I'm not sure, but I mean, to be honest, I'm surprised he didn't buy one. But I guess he stored it, right? You can't store that in downtown Miami.
He puts it in his apartment and then just drives around from his bedroom to the bathroom. It's like how I use my hoverboard. When I bought a hoverboard, I just go from – I wake up, get on my hoverboard, go to the bathroom, brush my teeth, go out. Just ride around the house.
When I was doing my MBA, one of the classes that I had to come up with a project for, I did something similar to like that idea, but it was a scooter. And so the scooter would fold up and you would bring it with you to a bar and you would put it in your trunk. And then at the end of the night, you would call somebody, they would show up at the restaurant, drive your car home, and then the scooter would allow them to get back to wherever that they were. And the awesome. Process of it was yeah, I mean, it made pretty good sense. But yeah, I mean, if you had
you
that
need
little
range,
tiny,
you need range. For
that. That little Tesla, stick it in the back of your trunk.
I know that's what it'd be for. So you could drive your little Tesla. What if you got pulled over by the police on it, and you're
if you're on the sidewalk, right?
That's true. That's true.
That is true. Yeah.
Intoxicated while being a child.
So mine is this picture of a toilet, but there's a genie lamp in it. And
toilet.
I'm like, you see it?
Yes, that's a carpet.
Yeah. And I'm like, why does a genie lamp in the toilet?
Wait, this is your picture? What?
It's the
Aladdin's carpet.
Yeah.
The genie's carpet.
It's a genie's carpet, but yeah. And I'm like, okay, this is this came on my Reddit feed, and I'm like, this is one of the most bizarre random. Like, first of all, why does that Aladdin lamp in there sitting there in the toilet? And I don't get the quote. It says yes, that's the carpet. I'm like, that's carpet.
A carpet inside the toilet. Like, nobody puts carpet in the bathroom.
Oh. Now I get that now.
Like, why would you put carpet in the toilet?
Well, I don't get
you're,
that. That's true.
So you're looking at the lamp, and everyone else is looking at the floor.
It's probably in the carpet.
anyway, this bathroom has a lot of weird stuff. What's this pineapple thing?
I had no clue. It's a pineapple sitting back in the back seat, and this is a lamp thing on the
and
right
there's hand. A random lamp. A lot of there's quite a few toilet papers, but it's there's quite a few things weird about this toilet.
You could probably repost this with like 10 other comments.
Yeah, 10 other.
I don't know. I guess that is.
And
carpet.
It has all this stuff. No plunger.
No, the plunger's on the left hand side, isn't it? Isn't that plunger?
No, that's a cleaner. That's the like a that's a brush, cleaner, right?
Yeah.
A toilet brush.
Yeah,
but there's no plunger.
Brush. Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't know. First of all, I thought the lamp thing was weird already enough.
You didn't even think the carpet was weird. You're like, all right, whatever. But why would they have a lamp? What are they doing on here? That they're making wishes. Why do they need to make wishes at the toilet? That's
That's a different story. I just sent you mine. So mine's also an Instagram handle. It's called Foodies in the Wild. So pretty much, it's literally people doing crazy stuff, how to take food. And so they get filmed by other people on how they do crazy posts and things like that just to take the food picture. So I figure, you know, because Robert does
first,
the cooking show
First off, right? Yeah. The guy's name is Tank Sinatra. This first one looks like something I would do.
Of you putting the food in the ground?
Putting the food on the ground to take pictures.
You won't eat anything, but you will put your food on
the ground.
No. Phones.
Rob, where do you want to eat? On the ground.
On the ground, yeah. No, I don't want to eat on the ground, but I'll put it on the ground so I can take my picture for the Instagram. For the gram.
Just for the gram. So this girl brings the flashlight to the restaurant and literally... It's not a typical flashlight. Let me show you guys.
Like this big one right here that I see?
This big flashlight.
I see it.
Oh my gosh.
I'm almost in the purse.
So living here in San Francisco, I have I have all these neighbors. One of my neighbors was dating a food blogger, right? Okay. So we went out to one of the restaurants down the street here by the water, and... She sat there, so we went separately. So me and my friends went, and then we saw them at the next table, and they ordered all this food. And literally, they sat there for 45 minutes while she took pictures of everything. And she would, stand up on the chairs to get overview shots. She did all kinds of stuff, 45 minutes. And we're sitting there, we're like, hey, does your food ever get like cold before before you guys start eating it? And he's like, all the time. I was like, oh my God. I mean, I could do it every once in a while, but like every time we eat, I don't know if I could sit there.
But you're a food blogger. You're not supposed to spend 45 minutes taking pictures. You're supposed to taste the food. That's the whole point of being a food blogger is about, right?
Not on Instagram. On Instagram, it's all about pictures. It's all about making sure you have the perfect picture to post so that people follow.
It doesn't justify the review that you leave behind because you're not eating the food as it's designed to be eaten. You know what I mean?
I don't know, but she's pretty popular. But it was just crazy. Like, I watched it. I was like, I don't know if I could – if that was the level – that's not the level of that's not the level that I would go to. Like, I just don't have –
Then there's just, like, the technical, like, difficulties that you have on Zoom. Like, in morning meeting, like I said, I sing songs. And so, like, the first day of school, like, our first morning meeting, I was like, we're going to start out with a good morning song. It's a song that our music teacher sings with the kids that, like, some of the kids that were in pre-K last year are familiar with. And I put on the song on YouTube and I'm like singing the song. It's like, good morning, good morning. I'm like halfway through and then I see a little chat pop up and it's like, we can't hear the music. So I'm just like by myself, like, I'm like, you gotta be okay. I was like, oops, all right, we'll try again tomorrow. And what I had done was I forgot to check that little box on the bottom of the screen sound that says share computer sound. I was like, all right, but.
So for this, the title says spray the throat three times a day for your anti-coronavirus. And it's a bottle of Crown Royale with the spray in it. And
the spray, a spray bottle top where you can
squeeze. There you go.
That is really funny.
There you go. Some of those and the hand sanitizers smell like straight up like the worst tequila I've ever had in my life. Like I went to the post office and like did a pump and I almost gagged. I was like, ew, like this is not okay.
And then if you read the comments, it says only three times is not enough. Maybe more.
Yeah, that's like a tease.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty funny though. I don't know. These comments are pretty funny. But yeah, anyway, I saw that from a friend.
Yeah, man.
What's yours, Robert?
All right, let me get mine. Here. So a couple of days ago, people sent me this. So people are going on Amazon and talking about they're buying these Haribo sugar-free gummies.
Wait, what's the point of that?
Look at the reviews, right? The reviews are what makes this. Like, okay, the top positive review is Miss Rona is shaking in her boots. My friend hasn't been practicing social distancing during the pandemic, so I bought him a bag of these gummies for his birthday. It's now been 10 days since he left the house out of fear of pooping himself again. I'm going to say Haribo sugar-free classic gummies are the cure. I'm not going to say it's the cure, but it's certainly slowing down the spread.
I waited 89 pounds before I ate this, and now I'm a skeleton.
All of the reviews on this are hilarious. It's so funny. So apparently the sugar-free gummies, like, they make you
sick,
really bad diarrhea.
But some of them like a 5-star rating for it because they...
Yeah, exactly. This is hilarious.
Buyer, be aware.
So the horror at 30,000 feet. Wait, this is crazy.
Damn, that's super crazy, these reviews.
These reviews are so funny. These are like the funniest reviews I've seen. But yeah, yeah, it's just crazy. Ridiculous.
Wow, apparently they really said make you go to the bathroom.
Yeah,
apparently these really are bad. I don't know, one of my friends, she said that her friends ate some of these and it definitely like put them in the restroom.
Also, so her friend bought it.
So these are all true. Like, I think they ate it without knowing these reviews. Yeah. But yeah, apparently this is really bad.
That's crazy, though. We're going to transition to our extra little MSG session, funny section. So just to kind of pivot a little bit, Robert, you want to start with yours?
Yeah. So in this segment, I'm going to send this link over. You guys can take a look. Going off of what I did last week or last time. Let me refresh. I did last. So last time, I did an Amazon reviews, like funny reviews.
Did you send it over?
No, I'm sending it right now. I did a funny like Amazon reviews type of thing, and this is another of very similar things where it's just very funny Amazon reviews. Let me show the people. Oh my god! It's this book. It's this book called How to Avoid Huge Ships, right? And so if you go down to the reviews, it's just they have some of the funniest reviews I've ever seen. One of them is one of them says bad advice. I think this book misses the bigger issue. We shouldn't be just avoiding huge ships, we should be confronting them. If we spend our lives running away, the huge ships win. And like things like that, like these are some of the funniest reviews. I feel like Amazon has such like the users have such funny.
This guy, this guy gave a 1 star because it says why no Kindle edition.
What's that? Given that there is a huge ship bearing on me right now, I'm extremely disappointed that I cannot get.
I like this one. As a huge ship myself, I'm hurt and offended that the author of this disreputable tract would suggest that I be avoided. This is very metaphorical. I like this.
I just love these reviews. Some of these are so funny.
How do you keep finding these reviews?
I don't know. I don't know. Thing. This is maybe this will be my thing. Is every extra MSG, I'll bring out a new Amazon review.
First of all, why is it so expensive? This book is like extremely expensive.
Wait, $225.
$225
for a paperback.
On how to avoid ships, huge ships.
Wow. So Sophia, check this out. So the used book's $145 though. See, what a deal.
You're good at finding deals, Mike.
I know.
Yeah, we need that. This is is it? You think this is in the Gator Bookstore?
Oh my god, this is too good. At least someone gave it a 5 star. Very happy with this book and the service. So that's a normal. That's a very normal review, right? All right. So Sophia, you want to share yours?
Oh yeah. Okay. Sure. So I don't have anything to share with you on here, but it's a funny story. So I decided to try Postmates. So I've only done it a couple times during quarantine. I've been like cooking.
I love Postmates.
Okay. Yeah. So so the drivers are great, but the thing is, what I think I just messed up with the app usage. Like I just kind of totally failed at it. So I didn't go grocery shopping. It was really late and I was really hungry. And I was like, you know what? I really have a craving for Chipotle. So I go on the app and like I do a burrito bowl and then I do all the toppings. So I do it all individually, like lettuce and rice and all this stuff. And then I was like, okay, well, I don't want chicken. I want like, what is it? The beef portion. So I changed the burrito bowl, not knowing that it reset all of the other ingredients.
Oh.
So when it arrived, it was super light. I was like, this is like, what is this? I opened it up. It was literally just the meat. That's it. Like there was no lettuce.
Wait, it was like not, was it rice or anything?
It was like this sad, like it looked like dog food. It was so sad. Like there was no lettuce, there was no rice.
Imagine a person serving that. Like, should you just watch this?
I was like, what? And so I run out to the driver. I was like, wait. Is there any way like you could go back and like change it? And he's like, no, you'd have to call Postmates and get it reimbursed and all this stuff. And I was like, okay. So I'm upstairs, I'm looking for the phone number. I can't find the phone number. So you can only like put in thing, you know? So I made a whole thing. So eventually I just said that I got the wrong order and it automatically gave me a $10 credit.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, but the guy came back, knocked on my door, gave me the phone number to call. I called, they're like, no, it's your fault. Like you didn't put it in correctly. So I was like, dang.
Wait, did you get your $10 credit?
But you got your $10.
So I had to use the $10 credit again for the postman. So I used it again, but they don't give you like the cash. But not saying to do this, but I guess that's a little bit of a workaround. If you just say you got the wrong order, they automatically give you $10.
Oh yeah. No, I always just say.
So did you end up ordering a new bowl?
No, I ended up just like I had a little bit of lettuce and some tomatoes, and that's what I ate.
So you just ate the meat that they gave you. Oh.
All right, Hillary, you want to go next? You have a story? You have an image you want to share?
Yeah, so I have a funny story because you guys told me to prepare a cute story, and I was thinking about one from my Queen program trainings. Side story, I was the Northern California Cherry Blossom Festival Queen program first princess a couple years ago. Robert was there watching me do my
I was there, spiel, but, yeah.
Awesome. It was a really great opportunity for me to learn more about my Japanese heritage, and I'm really happy that I did it. Anyway, in terms of training for this, I had to prepare a funny story. So I'm going to tell you guys the funny story that I prepared. So when I was in third grade, right before third grade, the summer before, my family actually just moved to Hawaii. And the plan was to move there for 6 months because my dad was going to take a sabbatical and take over for one of his mentors on a position on like college administration. And so I moved to Hawaii. I was a young little girl, you know, and not knowing much of the world and of plants or anything. So I was on the campus and we were with one of my dad's colleagues, but he was busy working. And so she was busy entertaining me because me being, you know, 7 years old, I obviously needed some entertaining to be done. So I just moved to Hawaii. I didn't know much about it, but I loved making things and I loved the flower lays. So there were a bunch of little bushes on the campus, and I was like, oh, these are great. Let's make a lei out of them. And she said, yeah, sure. So we went and got the needle, the thread, and we picked all the flowers, these really pretty yellow flowers, and we made this really pretty lei, and I gave it to my dad, and I was like, Dad, look, I made you a lei. And this was the first like week or so of us being in Hawaii. And so we, you know, finished the day. My dad wore it for most of the day because he was like, oh, my daughter made this for me. Like, it's so cute, you know? And so we go back home and he takes off the lei and he had this massive rash.
He's allergic.
Allergic to something.
And little did we find out later, we found the scent later, but the flowers that I had made the lei out of were like poisonous flowers.
They were poisonous flowers. He wasn't allergic to them.
They're not like flowers that you should use for a lei. Like they
that
have.
Is hilarious. Wait, who told you guys that flowers? Who told you guys about the flower situation? Like that was like poisonous flowers.
I think we figured it out later. I think maybe the next day I had told someone, or my dad had told someone, oh, we use those flowers that were in those bushes over there. And they were like, shouldn't have used
them. Like, why did you use those?
You get like a cream or some of that to get that off, I'm guessing.
You know, as a young 7 year old, I don't really remember what happened. And I just thought it was funny, but it's not funny.
Oh my God. I mean, he's okay, so yeah. you can laugh at it, right?
It was fine.
That's pretty funny, though. That was crazy.
Unless you knew, and then somehow you were maliciously, you were mad at your dad.
I had no Hawaii, idea.
Thanks for taking me to Hawaii.
I think maybe I had, like, slight karma the next day because I had a gecko fall on my head, and I was like, yep, that's my story.
All right, so my funny thing is I send a video across the chat. Okay, this I'm planning to do this in my Halloween costume or some version of this.
All right, let's take a look.
Yeah, watch. Take a look at it on your phone.
Is there like music to this?
There's a sound. Yeah.
Okay, let's see.
Who up in there? What the?
Who's up in there?
That's such a clever Halloween costume.
Oh my God, TikTok.
Oh my God.
Oh, TikTok. What a costume. Oh, we're going to just.
Wow, that's fantastic. Right?
A porta potty.
So, Tara, one thing I love making Halloween costumes, that's why. So, like, I was always trying to find funny things to create, you know, so that's.
So, mine is nothing related to this. It's just that it's one of those meme pictures I saw on Reddit. Check a look at the WhatsApp chat I send you guys. It's pretty funny.
All right, let me share the screen with everyone.
Wait, hang on. So people who are not looking at this,
I haven't even read what it says. I just saw the picture.
Yeah, it's just the picture is so funny.
So pretty much this is an image of grandparents trying out the virtual, I guess, you know.
Like the VR sets.
VR sets, right? And it's the first time, and they put googly eyes on it. And so it's pretty hilarious.
That's such a genius idea.
Yeah. So everyone who puts these on now, they have these googly eyes, so that people who are outside and not involved in the VR can have a good time too. I feel like this is
entertained.
A great idea.
They're entertained. Yeah. And they have four different pictures, the four different face reaction, because they're probably reacting to something differently.
They're probably reacting to something in the game, and then But then, like, outside, it looks so different. It's so funny. This is a really
When I saw this the other day, I was like, oh, this is hilarious. I can see my parents wearing this, the VR, and they're just reacting like, totally differently.
I could totally see that, too, with my parents. Oh,
this
man.
This is priceless.
So, it's this... if you're not watching, it's this German, news anchor who is talking about the election. But he accidentally keeps on bumping the screen and pulling up Texas, like every time he does it. So let me see if I can get this video.
Texas, keep up here.
Yeah, so he's trying to talk.
To call heist, yeah, ganze elf.
He just keeps on hitting Texas.
How often is this happening? Like four times?
No, it's way more than that. It's 37 seconds, but it's like every time he hits the Texas.
Oh, his elbows keep hitting it. It looks like that.
So like every time, and at the end, he's like, oh yeah, my arm keeps on hitting it, and then Texas comes up, and as he's like telling them, he's like, oh, this is what's happening. He hits the screen again and gets to.
That is so random.
maybe while we're waiting, Sandy, you wanna give us a funny story or meme that you have for the week?
What funny story do I have? I think the only funny story is with my kid. So Caleb recently, he's been really into video games. So he plays on his tablet with Angry Birds and all that stuff. And then he gets really into it. And he's just like, when he can't hit and kill those pigs, what the flip, mommy? What the flip?
He says, what the flip?
Is it what the flip, really?
No. What the flip? And I turn over real quick. I'm like, what did you just say? He's like, what the flip? And I'm like, where did you learn that from?
You get it from Ben. That's a Ben thing.
And then next thing you know, I hear my husband, like, watching a soccer game. He's like, what the flip? And I was just like, oh, my God.
Yeah, yep, it's a Ben thing for sure. I was like.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, yeah. So for me, the funny story is yesterday I went to go on, like, me and my team decided to go out to the pier and just have lunch at me. And this is the first time I've met anybody on my team because I joined during COVID.
Ever, right?
So, like, I've never even met any of these people in person. It's the first time.
Wait,
so,
did you have a picture? What it looked like? And he's walking around.
No, so like we do Zoom calls and stuff, but this is the first time in person of seeing them. Even my boss, like I did all my interviews online, never saw them in person. Mm-hmm. So we went out there. So I did I rode my electric skateboard out to the pier. I met with them. We left. On the way back, I wiped out. Like I was on my board going full speed, and then there was like the trolley tracks, and then one of the trolley tracks was like a little too wide that my wheel didn't fit over it, and it just got stuck in, and then I flew off. My shoulder still hurts. Like I fell off.
You scrape yourself at all?
Oh yeah. So I have a scrape here. My knee is scraped up completely, and then I lost my wind and I like fell on the ground and I like got up real fast, pulled everything over to like
the side.
To like a sidewalk or like the grassy area, and I just laid down for like a minute, and I was like, so
did your coworker see you? I'm just wondering, any of your coworkers saw you?
No, this was after I left them, and it was like a little side road. It wasn't like the Embarcadero, which is like easier to ride on.
Saw you, I just laughed.
Oh man, no, but there was like this group of girls who were like parking their car, and I was like, oh man, I just wiped out in front of them. Oh, they're like the only people on the street that I could see, but I was like, oh my god, it hurt. Like I was just like, I need to catch my breath.
No, it was
straight. It was just like that space. My wheel wouldn't go through it, and I was like, oh man. But like afterward, like now I'm like, man, I'm hurting in places that I didn't know I had. Like muscles, right? Like I like move and like it'll be like a
tune. It was a move that you were trying to do because you saw a car full of girls coming out.
That's what it was. I was like, "Hey, girl!
Hey, girl! Check out what I can do."
I definitely didn't even see them there until after I fell, so it wasn't that.
Okay.
Is this in a? So the picture is a sign. It says 5 stars. It says, "Would poop here again. Pleasant ambiance. Adequate ply." Caption says, "We were cleaning our rental vacation home and found someone had left this sign in our bathroom." That is a good review right there.
I know, right? For the bathroom, it's a great review.
It's a great. You get review. That from mine.
I'm gonna print a bunch of those out, and then every time I stay at a hotel, I'm gonna leave it.
Oh, yeah. Oh my god! Wait, you gotta print out the opposite too. You gotta print out the 1-star review where you're like, "Oh, single ply is not good.
The toilet is too cold. Okay, I don't like the cold toilet.
Like this was the worst poop ever.
The worst poop I could have taken. Her apartment complex is closed. Like everything's closed there. Their gym is closed, but there's like a little park outside. So we were walking by the door, and this is the door to their pool. And so they have it locked up. Here, I'll show the people. They had it locked up, the door of the pool. But look at this lock. Like, look how it,
it's like, complex, right?
It's complex, but I could just lift that over. It's not really locked.
I know. Is that complex much?
This was. I saw this and I was laughing so hard. I was like, this couldn't be a worse lock for them to put on.
I don't know who thought of that.
it's a real genius. Let me tell you, okay?
I know. I was like, so people who can't see, it's like they took a. I guess it's a bike lock.
Like a bike lock.
Yeah, and they wrapped it around the door handle or the gate handle, and then they looped it around the, I don't know what that's called,
the top of the post. Yeah.
Of the post, but it's like loose enough where you could just lift it off and the door would be open. Like you don't have to do anything more than that. So this is the perfect lock for this situation, I guess.
Oh my god.
It'd have been better if the sign said keep locked versus keep closed.
That's true.
No, there's I cropped out there, like I guess I didn't take a picture of the sign that said that during COVID the pool is closed or whatever. I just took a picture of the lock because I thought it was hilarious. There's a person who put in a handwritten job application. Sorry, this post it's just removed. What the heck? In the discussion they have it. So
okay.
Oh no, it says
we appreciate your interest in your company, but we decided to move more candidates.
Oh man, this is such a funny article. It was like, so it was a handwritten note, and then in the note it was like, I saw that your manager for like your stock manager or whatever recently passed. So I'm putting in my application. And he's like, yeah, I go to a bunch of interviews and people keep saying that they don't have a position open. So I'm catching you red-handed where you have a person open because this person died. I just went to their funeral and saw it. And so I'm attaching my resume and my resume and the death certificate so that you have.
You're the go-getter, let me tell you.
Oh my God.
It's a go-getter.
it was handwritten. Like I was like, oh my
that's
god,
that's so good.
This is a good.
It's a good thing.
I think you definitely hire that guy.
Yeah, you gotta hire him, right?
That guy has research. He's got drive.
Yeah. He wants a job.
He has good penmanship. Like, nobody writes anymore. Everybody types. Like,
that's true.
This guy's taking the extra effort.
Yeah,
I would hire the guys. So, Robert, you want to start with yours?
Sure. Your story? So, I'm going to send over this video to the group. I think, Mike, you've seen this already from...
Oh, I have.
On our group chat, but I just thought it was so funny that I had to show it. It's this guy. Let me zoom in on my screen.
This guy. Okay.
So he's showing.
After all this time, man, this girl just sat here and told me that she does not love me no more.
That's... I did not say that. I said you cannot have a PS5.
It's the same thing.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
He said that his girl doesn't love him anymore. And she said, I didn't say that. I said you couldn't have a PS5. He said, that's the same thing.
That sounded like Sean to me.
Oh, my God. I saw this and I cracked up. I was like, oh, I feel like if I was in a relationship, I might feel the same way.
My boyfriend is already angling for a PS5, so that is
that's the angle. You gotta go for it. Oh man!
All right. Sorry. Speaking of PS5, I'll go next. Okay.
Okay.
You're also doing PS5 stuff. PS5. Yes. It's big in news right now. Like, I couldn't get a PS5 from like anywhere.
Connie got one. Connie.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we have a few friends who got one, yeah. But. I couldn't get one. It was too hard.
So I'm sharing this link. It's a picture, and it's pretty much, the title says, "My lucky day. Some guy was selling a PS5 outside a grocery store for $50. And it's this giant looking fan thing that looks like a PS5, but it's like tall and
it really does look like a PS5.
It's like, it really literally looks like a PS5, but just really tall and really
it's intense. Really long.
And it's next to a PS4. It's just funny as hell.
I'm gonna look up what a PS5 looks like so people see the difference.
Yeah, that'll be hilarious. it was so good when I saw this. Like, I'm like, okay. Yeah, it's being sold out by everybody. People are having a hard time getting a PS5. And no one's talking about the Xbox, by the way, the new Xbox that got released.
Nobody talks about the Xbox because that's not a big deal.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't game, but my boyfriend was like, oh, I want the new PS5, and so I was googling something to like see where I could get it, and it was like, and here's where you can get the Xbox.
Sold out.
Like,
oh yeah, Xbox everywhere, like it's available. I've only seen memes of like the Xbox with like smoke coming out of it, like some of them are like overheating and smoking up.
Oh really?
And they're like, this is the worst humidifier ever, most expensive humidifier I've ever seen.
That's crazy.
But that's all I've seen on like stuff for Xbox. But PS5, like, everybody wants one.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Gluten-Free Organic Thoughts podcast. As always, we appreciate you. If you are watching us on YouTube, please don't forget to subscribe to our channel, like this episode, and leave us a comment. If you are listening to us, please leave us your honest review on your preferred podcast listening platform. And as always, you can find us on social media at Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at GFOT Thoughts. Drop a comment and give us some feedback. We would love to hear from you. Until next time, see you then.